Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, Let's Stick Together. It's perhaps fitting that a song about fidelity should take a long time to become a hit. The story behind Wilbert Harrison's Let's Stick Together could well be called I'm Sticking At It, even if the composer might not have appreciated being reminded of his travails. There have been versions by artists from Brian Ferry to Dwight Yoakam and Canned Heat to K.T. Tunstall. In one form or another, the track has had such stickability it's a surprise it wasn't used as an anti-Brexit anthem in the UK's EU referendum. Opportunity missed. Harrison was a Second World War Navy veteran turned R&B journeyman. He was a native of Charlotte, North Carolina, and achieved a number one in the US in 1959 with the track Kansas City. Harrison probably intended Let's Stick Together as his follow-up single, but a contract dispute prevented him from releasing it while his star was in the ascendant. Lyrically, Kansas City is all about chasing skirt. By contrast, Let's Stick Together deals with the reality of settling down. Harrison declaims the need to stay the course in marriage, largely for the sake of the kids, over rumbustious rhythm and blues. Let's Stick Together is raw and compelling, with some piercing harmonica playing. However, when it was belatedly put out in 1962, it failed to chart. 8 years later, and with some alternative lyrics, Harrison finally got somewhere with it. But even then, he was soon overshadowed. Using the same tune, he had reworked the song as Let's Work Together, a suitable sentiment during the age of Aquarius. Together we will stand, fight until fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Do it, children. Now, now, people, say now together. The song came to the attention of the band Canned Heat, who were famous for getting the hippies dancing at Woodstock. The band's founders, Alan Blind Owl Wilson and Bob the Bear Height, were an odd couple of blues aficionados, one a skinny scholar, the other a record store guy who fancied himself as the fat, white Howling Wolf. They insisted their release be delayed, though, once Harrison looked likely to have a hit with his own version. Harrison's Let's Work Together peaked at number 32 in the charts in America in February 1970. Canned Heat's rabble-rousing rendition, with Alan Wilson coaxing a fantastically gritty and fuzzy tone from his slide guitar, only went 6 places better in the States that November. But it went to number 2 in the UK charts and was huge in Europe and Australia. Because together we will stand, every boy, every woman and a man. Canned Heat's version of the song would be resurrected in the movie Forrest Gump, decades after Wilson and Height had lost their lives at 27 and 38 respectively. Drug abuse, played a part in both their deaths. Remarkably, Canned Heat boogie on as a live act. Their tireless drummer, Fito Della Parra, is the only original member still going. The next incarnation of Let's Stick Together couldn't have been more different. Slipping into a suit and tie to become Brian Ferry's biggest solo hit in the UK. It was 1976. Chris Mercer's sax was sultry, and Jerry Hall was sexily seductive in the video. If Ferry was singing the song for her, it didn't do the trick. The leggy model was soon to leave him for Mick Jagger.
And now the marriage vow is very sacred. The man has put us together now. You ought to make it stick together. Come on, come on, and stick together. You know we made a vow.
The best subsequent version of Let's Work Together came in 1990, with the country musician Dwight Yoakam giving it a meaty twang and a side order of Hammond organ. The most bizarre rendition of the song is the one by the Leningrad Cowboys in 1994, sounding like a Nordic Nick Cave backed by the Munsters. Google it, or maybe don't. Let's Stick Together had a bracing makeover in 2007 by the Scottish folk rocker Katie Tunstall, channeling her inner Bonnie Raitt for an album celebrating the 40th anniversary of BBC Radio 1. Like many relationships, the song has had its ups and downs, but it remains a keeper.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.